Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Locatello. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Helf. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gil Torres. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Scarborough. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ray Scarborough. And now, play ball. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Spence, who is chasing the ball. Locatello reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Locatello scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pretty scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zarrilla, who is chasing the ball. Cohn reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Cohn scores. One out. It's Browns, 1, Senators, 1. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to third. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Spence fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Spence. Zarrilla moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief strikes out. One out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Locatello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pretty scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Cohn hits a line drive into right field. McQuillan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McQuillan. Cohn moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Cohn moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cohn scores. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 2, Senators, 2. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Torres strikes out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is 0-for-1 in the game. Scarborough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0-for-1 in the game. Helf hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Locatello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cohn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zerilla, who is chasing the ball. Pretty reaches third base with a triple. Lewis goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pretty scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Zerilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Hank Helf. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Dillinger pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Mancuso now catching. Tom Farrick now pitching. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is 0-for-2 in the game. Scarborough strikes out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cohn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Locatello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres misplays the ball. That's an error on Torres. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Locatello moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Frank Mancuso. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.